This is Judson and Sharon Chubbuck. We're leading you in a prayer today. I was asked to do this to pray with the thought in mind of what helps me to manage my fear, to get out of the boat and walk on the water to come where Jesus wants me to be. Well, one thing that helps me is to recall times where it seemed God was answering our prayers as individuals and as a church. In light of our recent Jubilee celebration, I recall the years of the early 1990s when we regathered the Champaign and Urbana branches of New Covenant together, only to have our meeting place to be condemned, and we had nowhere to meet and nowhere to go. But how the churches responded to that, pulled together, got out of the boat to purchase and remodel this building in a remarkably short time. I was impressed enough by this blessing that I wrote a song that I will read now, Sharon and I will read now, as a psalm and prayer, remembering what God has done and what God can do when we manage our fear and we put our faith with Him and walk on the water and come to where He wants us to be. Ebenezer, Judson Chubbuck, 1993. We have come thus far by the help of our God to this place and this moment of time. We have not come on our own to this temple of living stones. The Lord has brought us here. Many battles have been waged. The enemy, he has raged. Sometimes we have not held our ground. Yet we stand unto this hour by Jesus' redeeming power. The Lord has brought us here. We have come to this place by the gifts and the grace of our God. And by grace we shall go on to the glory of the living one, Jesus Christ, our Savior and King. Some have turned to other ways. Others sleep until that day when his shout shall cause the dead to rise. But our grief we can endure, for our triumph is secure. By his life we shall be glorified. Now let our hearts be still as we listen for his will, as we rest and we trust in his care, until each heart shall know where Jesus would have us go. Jesus will take us there. We will go to that place by the gifts and the grace of our God. And by grace we shall go on to the glory of the living one, Jesus Christ, our Savior and King. Amen.